Yo, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the bread. Get the bread with the cash code. Get the bread with the cash code.
Get the bread with the cash code. Get the.
All right, people. So today for the joke of the day, this is one of the jokes that I enjoy the most. I love this joke. It goes like this. What did Wasabi... Oh, snap. I gave out the answer. Oh, God. Why did I do that? Oh, man. Oh, it was going to go like... I was going to say something like, what did Sushi A tell Sushi B? And the answer was going to be Wasabi, but I blew it. I blew it, and I'm going to leave it like that because I blew it. And I honestly blew it so, so bad. Like, it's... Oh, my God. But, okay. Okay, I'm gonna get over that later on. But I'm going to just finish this podcast because I have so much to say, and I have so little time that I don't know if I'm going to be able to say it all. Probably tomorrow's podcast is going to, you know, be the same topic. But let me just get started, okay? So, last... podcast yesterday we talked about the plan of God for the world that was redemption, and yesterday also I spoke a little bit about how we were all sinners. And yesterday also I did not put the Bible out there, which it was my fault, but I am going to use the Bible today for all y'all great Christians that like y'all Bible. And like low-key on a side note, like people were like, Kevin, is this a Christian show, talk show that you're doing? Because I did not hear the Bible. And I'm like, dude, like, relax. It was my first one, man. We all make mistakes, dude. We all make mistakes. Don't kill me. That's what I told him. So we're going to go to... drum rolls. We're going to go to Romans 3:23, and we're going to read it all the way to 24. If you have your Bible right there with you, you're more than welcome to open your Bible or open the app and read it like I am doing right now. And the Bible says, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standards. Yet God, in his grace, freely make us right in his sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna talk about a little bit about the penalty of sin. The Bible says that the penalty of sin is death and ... period. There's no way around that. Like, if you sin, you deserve to die. That's what the Bible says. And also the Bible specifies that there is no little sin and there's no greater sin. There is no, oh, if I lie, I get a little punishment, or if I kill somebody, I get a stronger penalty. No. It's all a sin. It's all a sin. Okay? So I just wanted to leave that clear out there, because there's no standard when it comes down to making a mistake. You made a mistake and you're gonna pay for a mistake. It doesn't matter how big or how small you think it is, it still has a condemned, or still had, you know. Now through Jesus Christ, we are free from condemned and we are free from penalties. Thank you, Jesus. So we are all sinners. When did we become all sinners? Well, when our brother Adam decided to eat that forbidden fruit in Genesis. You guys can look it up later on. But when our brother Adam decided to eat that fruit, that's when all humanity went downhill because of a disobedience. God told Adam, do not eat the forbidden fruit. You can have anything in this world. You can have anything. But please, don't eat the fruit. Don't eat the fruit. That's what God pretty much told him. So, and I like to say this all the time. Romans and all the Bible, or all the New Testament, pretty much is talking about redemption, God's plan for humanity, and the gospel, and we are all sinners. We are all sinners. Even the picture perfect person that you think, a person that might you might say, man, this person is perfect. They have never sinned. They are the most honest person in the entire world. Let me tell you, they are able to sin because we have a flesh, and we are sinners. We were made sinners. So, what is Paul saying here? Paul is saying we have all fall of the glorious standards, and we have all are graceless before Jesus Christ. And after Jesus Christ, he freed us from our sins. That's why I talked a little bit about that. Remember that God's plan for our lives through the gospel is to show us redemption. And redemption for what, if you may ask? Redemption for our sins. You might tell yourself right now, Kevin, I have never sinned in my life. I'm a perfect person. I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. I've never sinned. Let me tell you, you have sinned. You have sinned. Do you remember that cookie? Your mama told you not to eat that cookie. And you went in the middle of the night and you ate that cookie. That's a sin. Disobedience. Your mama told you to take the trash. And what did you do? You did not take out the trash. Disobedience. You remember when you needed that pen to take notes in a class, or you were at church and you saw that pen on the floor? That pen had an owner, my friend. You were stealing, okay? And that might sound really exaggerated as I'm saying this, but what I'm saying is that we're as small as it might look and as big as it might seem. We have all fall short of the glories of God in the standards and his holiness. We have all fall short, and we do not deserve his forgiveness. But through Jesus Christ, he gave us forgiveness. So today I want you to live thinking and knowing that Jesus Christ gave his life. And that's pretty much the gospel. Jesus Christ came to earth to redeem us from our sins and to give us a new life, a new way, a new start, a new beginning. And I know that God, in his infinite power, the Bible says that he is going to perfection his work in you. Maybe you say today, man, Kevin, I sinned today already. Man, I'm gonna be honest, I sinned too, you know. I already sinned today. I ate too much. It's way in the morning, and I already ate too much. I should have not eaten that much in the morning. But I already sinned, and I already asked God for forgiveness. Have you? No, I'm just kidding. But we have all fallen short from God's presence. But I want you to understand something, that there is redemption. The plan of God, the gospel, talks about the love of God for us, for our humanity. And even though we have fallen short, in John 3:16, the Bible says that God loves so much the world that he gave his only son to die for our sins, to connect us to him one more time. Redemption is the plan of God for us to get close to him again and again and again and again. So right there where you're at, I need you to say with me, God, here I am, Lord. I understand that I'm a sinner, and I know that I have sinned. God, meet me where I am. Show me the areas that you want me to fix in my life, and allow me to get closer to you one more time. God, I ask for forgiveness for my sins, Lord, and I ask you to give me the strength to overcome the sins so I can get closer to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now that you made that prayer with me, I know that the God of Abraham, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, and the God, my God, will be with you each and every day of your life. Thank you for staying so long listening to this podcast. There's more to come tomorrow. I must try posting it before noon. Each and every day, there's going to be a new word for you. So be attentive to what God is going to start doing in your life. Thank you. Remember that this has been The Bread.